Brilliance Audio. Summer Love by Nancy Thayer. Performed by Whitney Dykhouse. 1995. That summer. The Sand Palace 4. Nick Volkoff, 22. Ariel Spencer, 22. Wyatt Smith, 22. Sheila Murphy, 22. 2020. This summer. Nick, Francine, and Jade Marie Volkoff. Ariel, Wyatt, and Jason Smith. Sheila Murphy O'Connell and Penny O'Connell. 1. That summer. Nantucket Island was 30 miles out at sea, with no bridge or tunnel connecting it to the mainland. Often gale-force winds cut it off from boats or planes, and even on mild summer days, fog could drift around the island, enclosing the small world in a shimmer that made Nantucket seem almost unreal, a fantasy made of salt, air, mist, and dreams. Most summer days were clear, bright, and beautiful. For a century, people had come to the island to enjoy the warm beaches, the sparkling ocean, and easy evenings under the stars, dining at restaurants with top-notch chefs. The natives, and the washed ashores, resided on the island year-round. Others came for the summer, filling Nantucket's guest houses and hotels. The small town of Nantucket had a movie theater, library, amateur theater, classical concerts, and bookstores, all within walking distance from the hotels. A person could step off a ferry onto the cobblestones and walk to his hotel or house. In the 1990s, the super-rich summered on Nantucket, but no one knew who they were, because they didn't want to stand out, considering it vulgar. When first built in the 70s, a hotel named the Nantucket Palace towered in fake aristocratic grandeur at the corner of South Beach Street and Easton Street. Every islander knew that the Nantucket Palace was a ridiculous name for a hotel on an island settled by Quakers who believed in simplicity. But summer people flocked there because it was close to the shops, the yacht club, and the beaches. In the 90s, the palace was sold to an entrepreneur who wanted to make the hotel contemporary and cool. He hired Sharon Waters to deal with the paperwork. Sharon was a prim woman in her 30s who loved nothing more than adding figures on her desktop calculator. She had no problem working at a hotel that was in the middle of a renovation. Sharon had worked for the former owner. Now she was smoothly and happily dealing with the mounds of tedious paperwork for the new owners, who had demolished much of the hotel before being ordered to cease work, until every form was signed, submitted, and approved. This fall and winter, the owners would build the new hotel and planned to name it Rockers. Sharon's office was just above the basement, with its industrial-sized laundry, 4 single bedrooms for staff, and 1 bathroom. Sharon was appointed to find tenants to rent the bedrooms in the basement of the one wing of the hotel that remained. The word was out that there was summer money on Nantucket, and in the late spring, college graduates from near and far swarmed the island, looking for jobs and temporary living quarters. Of the many applicants, Sharon had awarded them to the 4 people she thought least likely to hold wild parties or destroy the rooms. First, Ariel Spencer, who came from a good family, had just graduated from a good college, and lived in a pleasant Massachusetts suburb. Ariel had the quiet, sweet manner of a person who knows she's fortunate and wants you to be fortunate too. Second, Sheila Murphy, a good Catholic girl with bright red hair. She came from Ohio and had just graduated from Cleveland State University. Pretty but plump, Sheila was so shy Sharon Waters wanted to yell boo at her for the pleasure of seeing her jump. But Sheila had worked as a maid at the Cleveland Renaissance and came with sterling recommendations. Third, Wyatt Smith. Sharon took one look at him and thought,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?